This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship radio stations, AM 816, AM 930, The Answer, here in Tampa, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, don't care what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, also to our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, a big thanks to you. To our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, thank you for what you're doing so we get our mail. Also to our suicide jockeys, Tom and his gang, out there hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to where it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, Twitter, and let's not forget that we're also over on Instagram. The way to find us is Captain's America, at Captain's America. Get you over there to any one of those. And, of course, we have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us from California IA, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the transformation of America needs to be sped up, according to John Kerry. And, of course, we've been talking about this for many years. Most people are not on board with the left's agenda when it comes to climate change. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes, very much so. Yeah.
And the climate change advocates are trying to push electric vehicles, arguing that they're going to help save the planet and save consumers money over time. But I'll tell you something. When I was at the gun show Saturday in Plant City, on the way into the gun show, I stopped by a Wawa, and they had a bunch of electric charging platforms out back, you know, the poles and all that stuff.
Right.
And they had about a dozen vehicles parked there that were charging. And a couple of guys were mad. They went inside, and all I did was go in and get a cold soda and a breakfast sandwich. And a couple of guys were mad because their cars weren't charging because there was no power to the to the things out there. And I'm thinking to myself, well, here we go. And come to find out, when I said something to the manager who was taking my money at the counter, he says, yeah, the fuses keep blowing out there, and they can't take all the power that's being put out to charge the vehicles when we got everybody lined up at one time.
Well, you know, Captain, this is the kind of thing where you can see the crisis looming. you know, let's just say that the majority of all cars in the United States were suddenly swapped out for electric cars, not to mention, you know, all of them all at one time. The electric grid couldn't handle it. You'd be blowing fuses all the time. You'd have shutdowns. It would go on and on and on. And then you'd have politicians saying, we've got to do something about this crisis. But here's the thing. We can see the crisis coming. The electric cars aren't supplanting things naturally or organically at this point. Maybe at some point in the future when the technology is so good that it and it's so cost effective,
yep.
Maybe. But right now they're trying to make it happen.
And what you hear this one? We had an article in the paper, I think it was last Sunday or sometime last week, might not have been Sunday, where they talked about a used electric vehicle. It was a Focus, a Ford Focus. And it was a 2014, and the father bought it for his daughter, an electric vehicle with 60,000 miles on it, cost $11,000, and the battery gave out. And according to mechanics, it needed to have a new battery. So they went to the dealership to try to find a new battery. What do you think the price of the battery was?
Oh, it's going to be well over what they even probably paid for the car.
You're right, but what do you think it was?
I don't know, $15,000?
You're close. You're close. $14,000 for the battery.
Wow.
For the car, which is $3,000 more than what they paid for the car. And when they said, well, how about if we just trade the car in and try to start over again? The dealer would only give them $500 for the car.
Yeah, that's really something, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's right, especially in the used car market. Yeah, you'll find out that even though it looks like a great deal, but if they've been on the road for a while, it means that their batteries are going to have to be changed out.
Yep.
And they're not designed. Again, it's the cost of it all. And if the battery cost $1,000, well, you know, just for sake of argument, well, then maybe that's a doable thing if you have a used car. But you're certainly not going to go and spend, you know, almost more than what you paid for it. Never.
$14,000 for the battery to put in a Ford Focus that only cost them $11,000 to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. So what you can do, I guess, is you have to offer somebody $500 for their used electric vehicle and then put a battery in it if you want to spend that money. But, you know, again, it just starts to go to show, well, maybe that's not the best move at this point.
Yeah, you're right. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming to break, and we're going to go out to break. And it's a Tuesday, and on a Tuesday, you know where we're going to be. You know where we're going to be. So let's get this going here. Kyle is going to tell you where we're going to be. So we'll be right back.
It's time for...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yippee-i-yo, Cow Patty. I can't wait. It's going to be a great day, great food, always great people that stop by. And we have some, like the man said there, that voice in my ear said that we always have great conversation, and we do. Now, don't forget this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And I've been taking their product religiously for going on 8 years right now. And I take it because it works. Now, if you've got general muscle aches and pain from maybe the job you've got, if you've got back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee, ankle, foot, wrist, pain from whatever it is that you've had. Maybe you got an old injury that just won't go away and you still have the pain and the discomfort. This is a product, Relief Factor, that will help you not only with the pain, but also with the swelling and the inflammation that you have. Now, it does that because of the four natural ingredients that are in the product, turmeric, resveratrol, licarin, and omega-3, that help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, and simply put, it's good for you. So, trot on over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start. Give it a try. 3 weeks, you'll know whether it's going to work or not. But make sure you take it the way it says to. And don't skip a day. Take it and take it every morning with food. And away you go and see what happens. Maybe you'll need another pack. Maybe you won't. But follow the instructions. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95. And, Kyle, what is it we like to tell people?
All you have to lose is pain.
And boy, isn't that the truth. Okay, we have got from Denver, Colorado, our friend Aaron on the telephone line. So, Aaron, what's going on?
the professor of politics. But the thing is, Europe is burning up, and and you hear the morons in the media and the chicken littles with their heads cutting over. Oh my God, it's a crime, it's a climate crisis. And I'm thinking to, the UK will experience a tsunami of heat that they've never experienced, and thousands of people are going to kick the bucket. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I think the UK does have air conditioning and supposed to have air conditioning.
They do.
What's that?
They do.
Yeah, I think they do have air conditioning in that part of the world, and maybe swamp coolers. I mean, here in Colorado, we use swamp coolers or air conditioners or fans. And I'm thinking, man, these people in Europe have gone soft. They are soft, fat. In the head, soft in the head, fat in the belly, and fat in the butt. Now, if the Taliban can survive climate change for thousands of years, and that man-made asshole in Afghanistan, and they don't even have no electricity, and then you got the morons in the media popping out that propaganda that thousands and thousands of people in the UK are going to kick the bucket because of so-called crime, you got to be kidding me. You've got to be out of your freaking mind.
Right.
Just get on the air condition, drink some water, drink some Gatorade, drink some coconut water. Just get something. Stay cool, you morons. If it's senior citizens, put them in a place where they can stay cool for the day. So thousands and thousands of seniors don't kick the bucket before their time. But, you know what I mean? Stop being this. Climate crisis is driving me nuts. You got the morons in Washington, D.C. want to bankrupt this country in the so-called climate crisis, which is a bunch of bull. This planet Earth has been dealing with climate change since it was formed billions and billions and billions and billions of years ago.
You're right.
And that's a fact.
Okay.
So either you adapt to it or die. Mm-hmm. I am getting tired of this so-called climate change. They'll bankrupt this country. We need to be debt-free. We need to be energy independent and financially independent. Enough is enough. Don't bankrupt this country over so-called climate crisis.
Okay.
Anyway, Pat, Professor of Politics, have a good night. Have a good day.
Appreciate your comments, Aaron. Okay, and Aaron was on fire right there.
She was on fire tonight. That is for sure. And, you know, I'll just add this little thing, and that is that, you know, I think you have the climate change activists or the powers that be, Democrat Party elite, that kind of thing. I think they'd want you to think anything that's happening is climate change. It's almost too good to be true. It's like if it was super cold, then they might say, well, it's climate change. Or then if it's super hot, well, it's climate change. In other words, yes, the climate of the Earth has changed, and Aaron's exactly right. It has changed from time to time. But what is the main driver of that? Is it, in fact, SUVs, or is it that big thing out there called the sun? I wonder what that might be. But yes, it has changed, but yet they will tell you whatever's happening, it's going to form to their agenda.
Well, there's no doubt about it. They are trying to scare the bejesus out of everybody because it's still the continuation of the fundamental transformation of America. I know what they're doing. You know what they're doing. Most anybody that listens to this program and has listened to me for a while knows what they're doing because we've been telling them. And it's just not going to happen, not on our watch. They can go try to smoke somebody else, but not this audience.
Well, no. And another prime example of that, Captain, is when the gas prices are so high, oil prices are so high, all these things are happening, and yet President Biden says, well, we're in the middle of an incredible transition. When everybody's suffering, somehow you're just supposed to conform to their interpretation of it, and their interpretation is they really don't care what's happening to you at this point.
Right. Now, Alan Dershowitz, a very well-known lawyer, has said that Steve Bannon has no chance of a fair trial.
Yeah, I think he's probably right about that. Whatever people think of Bannon or the whole situation and this kind of thing, but yes, it's definitely it'd be very difficult, I think, in this climate.
And also, there's a report that Joe Biden's Saudi visit did more harm than good. That's coming from several different sources.
Well, sure, because it displayed a very weak American president. And of course, not just the physical ailments, I think, that he's suffering from, but a weak American president goes hat in hand to the Saudi crown prince asking for oil and pretty much just gets completely rejected, essentially, when in reality, this American president could drill baby drill, right, for lack of a better expression,
sure.
And begin to fix this problem. Instead, why go to Saudi Arabia and have a failure?
Now, Joe Manchin has really screwed the Biden agenda. And the latest thing that he's done is he's rejected the minimum tax on the multinational companies, which was another way of going after them for climate change. And he says, no, this is wrong. You're going to drive these people out of business.
Precisely. Joe Manchin, and I know that Joe Manchin's not a Republican or a conservative in the strict sense, right? But he definitely is displaying so many of the qualities that people look for in a politician where they just want them to use common sense at some point. And he's been doing that. He's standing up to some pretty powerful influences here, and more power to him.
Well, he's not a Republican because of anything the Republicans have done, because they've tried to get him aboard.
Right, no kidding. Yeah, they'd welcome him into the Republican Party.
All right.
But it's important to point out that even so, you know, he's much more at home there at this point than he ever would be in what's ever happened to the Democrat Party, Captain. I think maybe the Democrat Party that we ever knew for John Kennedy or even Jimmy Carter, for that matter, is gone, poof, into the ether somewhere.
Now, I'm looking at my watch here, my clock. I got about 30 seconds, so I'm going to throw something in real quick. A federal judge in Tennessee has issued an order barring two U.S. agencies from enforcing the new Biden administration's directives extending enforcement of discrimination in schools and workplaces based on gender identity. Finally, some common sense from somebody. I'm sure that's going to go to the Supreme Court.
Well, yeah, they won't let go of that kind of thing. It's definitely going to work its way, you would think.
Yeah, and in the hills of Tennessee, that's the wrong thing to do, is to be talking to them about the boys who want to be girls and the girls who want to be boys. That's the wrong thing in the hills of Tennessee.
Well, right. But it's interesting to see how this is going to be interpreted across the rest of the nation, especially in what is becoming an increasingly woke climate in the sense it's being forced upon people.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain. Kyle Warren is with me. We'll be back with more right after this bottom of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Europe's heat wave continues as it stretches into Britain and fuels wildfires in Spain and France. The weather's so severe in the UK that train operators warn it could warp the rails. It's just as hot stateside from Montana to the prairies and down to Texas. Tony Fracasso, a forecaster with NOAA's Weather Prediction Center, tells News Nation that temperatures are well over 100 degrees in those sections and will stay that way for a while.
By the end of the week, it gets slightly cooler, but it's only maybe around 100 to 105, still above normal, still possibly breaking some daily records, and it's just persistent all the way through at least Sunday.
At least 35 million people are under some form of heat alert. The losing continued on Wall Street Monday, the Dow losing 216 points. The NASDAQ was down 92 points, the S&P 500 off by 32. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned Captain. And by the way, let's not forget today is Tuesday. And you know what that means, Tuesday around here? Well, it means something very simple. It means guess where we're going for lunch today. Kyle is going to tell you all about it right now.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And Kyle said he was going to paddle his rowboat all the way over from the West Coast.
And through the Panama Canal. That's right.
Well, no, you'd take the shortcut over the Overland Mountains and come back down to Mississippi.
There you go.
You might run into some big fish that way. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, well, back to the drawing board. You know, 25% of the people yesterday, likely U.S. voters, said that they think the country's headed in the right direction. The week before that, it was 19%. I don't know what happened to make them think that it was doing any better, because it hasn't gotten all that better. But that means 75% of the people believe that it's not.
Well, they're exactly right. And
you know, Captain, again, like how hard do you have to work to get 75% of the people in the country to think everything's going the wrong direction? You know, it doesn't come easy because most people want to be optimistic about the future. They want to be optimistic about their country. But Joe Biden came into office, and the Biden people, whomever they may be, they have done everything possible in order to make sure that everything that was going the right direction is now, you know, really now just heading the wrong direction. And people are sensing that.
Right. And I want to say good morning to our friend Christine down there in Sarasota listening to us. She says, I think Joe had a personal reason to go to Saudi Arabia, some secret reason. Could be. Could be,
but you know, and she may just be right, because you never know, especially at this level. But Captain, at the same time, now he's put himself in this position where the reporters are asking, do you regret the fist bump? And then you saw his anger, you know, as he snapped at the reporters. Ask me about something that matters, he says. And so that's Joe Biden off script again. But the optics of that were, anybody could have told them that. I could have told him, don't go do that, because it's going to look really, really bad.
I wouldn't have even, shook hands. I just would have nodded my head or something. That would have taken care of it.
Well, exactly. And then to say, well, I raised this issue, and yes, I did, but the foreign minister for Saudi Arabia says no. I mean, this is not the kind of thing you want to have for a successful foreign trip, you know, especially to Saudi Arabia.
All right. Now, Fred is in Sarasota. He's telling us he came in just in time to hear us talking about the charging story. And he said maybe they should make the changing stations transfer them over to windmills to provide the power.
Right.
You're
well,
talking
of course,
about what I ran into when all, you know, they kept blowing the fuses. And the charging station
right
over there at that thing at the Wawa gas station over there. Yep.
Right. And I don't know that it's just so easy to say, well, you just need bigger fuses or that kind of thing. I think this is an overall infrastructure issue.
It's not going to get any better.
No. See, that's the thing. It was never designed for this. So it's going to be something that has to be retrofitted, I think, over a long period of time. That's just my estimation of it. Because otherwise, if it was super easy to charge electric cars, we wouldn't have these problems.
Okay. Lee wants me to ask you a question. Good morning, Lee. He says, morning, Captain and Professor. What do you, meaning you, what do you think about the electric vehicles becoming more prevalent? Where are the road upkeep funds going to come from? Normally it was from gasoline taxes. So what are we going to have now? Retail taxes?
Well, it could be, but he's absolutely right. Lee is exactly right. The idea that, you know, you're going to have a drop-off in the revenue because people won't be buying gasoline, let's say, but they'll find other ways to do it. I think it's going to also finally be how far do you drive your car? That's going to go for insurance companies, I think. That's how they're going to get your rates. And then there's going to have to be some way of tracking how much you really use the road and then tax you accordingly in some way. Or they'll try to make it up some other way. But they're not just simply going to say, oh, boy, they're not buying gas anymore. We're successful. We've made the transition. But now, of course, they don't have revenue, and they'll get that revenue some way.
Yeah, they will. Now, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi for just a little second here. I don't want to talk about her anymore than I have to. But her office responded to the criticism about her husband's purchase of semiconductor stocks ahead of the Congress's vote targeting the industry. Now, the speaker does not own any stocks, so said the spokesman. And as you can see from the required disclosures with which the speaker fully cooperates, these transactions are marked SP for spouse. Now, the speaker has no prior knowledge nor subsequent involvement in any transactions. Pelosi's spokesman, Drew Hamill, noted that that there was at least three proposals introduced in the House regarding whether or not Pelosi supports proposals to ban trading for members of Congress. The speaker has asked the Committee on House Administration to review those proposals.
Very interesting. Well, so she doesn't know anything about anything. Is that what she's trying to say?
Apparently.
Well, yeah, well, again, it's the optics are still very bad, no matter what. And the American people, and this will come up in the election as well. It's the idea that you have an elite that have the ability to just make money hand over fist while everybody else is struggling, you know, emptying out as much as they can, their 401k, just to make ends meet, and having a terrible, terrible time generally, because everything's being shut down in terms of the opportunities.
All right, Christine, I think, has hit the nail on the head because I forgot to mention this, and she's got it right. Mileage tax. They want to start charging a tax per mile on these electronic vehicles. That I've already heard.
Yeah, that's right. They'll track how far you really go and then tax you accordingly.
It'll be in the black box, what they call the black box.
Yeah, but that opens up a lot of other things, too. It's where you went. There's a data shadow that will be even more than, you know, right now everybody's cell phone pretty much acts as a tracking device.
Yeah.
And that information is stored in some way.
She also mentioned putting solar panels on cars. Well, that's fine, but I mean, then you got even longer to charge up a vehicle, don't you?
Right. Well, I don't know, Captain. Somebody's going to come out and say, maybe we just need to put little teeny tiny nuclear power plants in each car.
Kyle, do you like baseball?
Well, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Guess who's starting for the American League tonight?
Who's that?
Our Tampa Bay superstar second-year player Shane McClanahan has been named the American League's All-Star starting pitcher for the 2022 All-Star Game. Now, he's 25 years old. He's a left-hander. He's recorded a 1.71 ERA and a .80 with hitters in hitting position. Tops in the major league. 147 strikeouts, 19 walks over 110 and two-thirds innings in 2022, and it's only his second year in Major League Baseball.
Well, congratulations. That's a real feather.
He is really something to watch. He's really something to watch. He's a real deal. So I hope he has a good game. Usually you don't play those guys more than, a couple innings.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And I know that from our Angels, I've got Shohei Ohtani going to the All-Stars. Mike Trout was going to go to the All-Stars, but I understand he's still experiencing back spasms and as last I heard, will not play in the All-Star game.
And Albert Pujols will be there with the St. Louis Cardinals for his last hurrah.
People around here, Captain, in Orange County, Southern California, we love Albert Pujols. He is a great guy, and just wish him the best in success. And as he closes out his career, he's just really phenomenal.
Yep, absolutely. And, of course, we are coming right back, folks, with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to take a look and see if anything's changed, so to speak. I will tell you that what's changed for Joe Biden is his approval rating has crashed again to a new low. I mean, who would have thought that he would have been at 30%, but that's where he's at, lower than any other president at this point in their career. Donald Trump had 41%. Barack Obama had 37%. Now Joe Biden is at 33.0%.
And isn't Jill Biden, Dr. Jill, isn't she lamenting that, you know, he had such high hopes and all this stuff has sort of been being done to him at this point, just sort of paraphrasing, wait a minute. it's not just happening to Joe. Joe and his folks did a lot of different stuff to make this happen.
Yeah, and let's not forget one other little thing here. Jill's popularity rating has dropped 24 points in the same time. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular liver, glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously. Like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days. 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were kings, which raised a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair.
he'd always stop right there and say,
"That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high, your tear falls down. Got something, just stuck out like a small town flag a flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of."
My son graduating college, that was Mama's dream. I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. It's when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours. Old minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down. If you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, "Let me tell you right now,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. No need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, you're putting food there on the table. You're providing for the family that you love. That's something to be proud of."
All righty, that's Montgomery Gentry, "Something to be Proud of," bringing you this hour of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Once again, up in northern Nevada tonight on I-80, if you're in the Winnemucca area over towards Battle Mountain and a little bit east of that as well, you definitely have possibilities of blowing dust that is reducing visibility in that area, so you want to be aware of that. We do have some rainstorms that are south of that area, and I believe this is up near a place called Duckwater, and it's right along Highway 6. That's Duckwater's not right along Highway 6, but it's in that area there that we've got rain coming across that whole area. So be aware of that, be careful of that, and be aware that the visibilities can be less. We do continue to have high heat in the California Central Valley, so you want to be aware of that. Also, high winds across most of the state of Montana tonight, if you're in the area of Helena, also Bozeman, heading out on I-94, all the way to the border with North Dakota. You definitely have high wind warnings, and these warnings extend up to the border with Canada. Hot, dry weather in southern Wyoming. Also, heat in the southwest tonight. Heat advisories around Santa Fe, Albuquerque, down to Las Cruces, New Mexico. And then, of course, we've got high heat, 98 degrees right now in Phoenix, Arizona, 94 in Las Vegas, and over back in California in Bakersfield, it's 88 degrees right now, Captain, with the high on Tuesday projected to be 105. So it's continuing. Be careful out there.
Alrighty, okay. Well, since the last hour, North Dakota's woken up there in the northern central part of North Dakota. We've got rain, heavy rain up there. We've got a flood warning up there right now going on in the north, almost the northwestern corner of North Dakota, right up along the Canadian border. Got some severe thunderstorms that have been happening up through there. A lot of rain in the last hour. So, like I said, that's why we got that flood warning up there. Got some unsettled weather conditions coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota, going into South Dakota along I-90, so be advised of that. Going to be very warm in the western part of Nebraska today. It's going to be not quite as warm in Kansas, but when you get down into Oklahoma, a lot of thunderstorms are going to emerge during the course of the day in Oklahoma. Some of them may be severe. If you're coming across I-40 over into Arkansas and Oklahoma, you're going to have some rough sailing over there with some of the storms that are coming across. Texas, all the way down through central Texas, down to San Antonio, down to Laredo, you got the possibility that whole area, I-35, all down through there, and from Midland over east into the Metroplex, as well as up I-30, all the way to Little Rock, you got the possibility of some severe thunderstorms during the day, so be careful. allow yourself a little extra time in case you're in a big hurry. You're going to run into that weather. It could get violent, is what they're saying. This could get violent. Now, the upper part of the country, northeast, you've got the lee shore of Lake Ontario, where you've got some rain going on up there. Plus, you've also got some wind is pushing the water onto the shore in the low-lying areas up there. Going to have some high heat. Southern New York, New York City, Connecticut, over towards Boston, so it's going to be warm up there as well. Got some fog on in the Detroit area and up through the Saginaw, Michigan area. Hello there, AM 660 up there, our affiliate. You guys have got a little bit of fog there. The east side of Lake Michigan, about 100 miles north-south, right there along the western side of Michigan. But the east side of the lake, you've got fog there. So that's what you got. Now, Kyle, tell us how to do your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Reports that was brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Stop by there and find out why they are America's largest truck stop chain. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
It seems that the United States and the government that keeps saying, well, it's a bad thing to have a gun and this is terrible, that there was a gunfight in a mall and somebody had to shoot somebody and this isn't right and all that. Well, listen to this one. A poll, an official poll that was taken, believes that 41% say that armed citizens are the best protection against mass shootings. Hello, come in. And those, of course, are the ones with legalized pistol permits.
Well, interestingly enough, that particular mall, and I think most of them, if not all of them across the United States, are gun-free zones.
Yeah, it had a sign. Yep.
Uh-huh.
So the police chief says they're not charging this young man, 22 years old, with anything. He is a hero, plain and simple. And I believe if they really want to start some sort of civil disobedience up there, they'd be out of their mind if the federal government or anybody else tried to pursue this guy when he is credited with saving the lives of however many clips of ammunition that guy had with him.
Well, it's pretty interesting because this shooter...
So we still don't know who he is, right?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
And he spent an hour in the bathroom. He entered the mall and then went right to the bathroom, which was adjacent to the food court, and spent an hour in there before he came out. And left some things in the bathroom. Now, he had apparently some kind of a previous record, and he had bought the weapons in two different times in March and had spent an awful lot of time at the gun range. So much for your red flag law, right?
Yeah, hold that thought. We're going to break. We'll be right for more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour news. Your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this. Come on now.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.